Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Checking in on the Star Phone is a dear friend, just a wonderful person. We're so happy to have her on the show. Please welcome Beth Stern.
Woo-hoo.
Morning.
Hi, my friends, Scott and Patty. How are you?
We're great. How are you?
We're okay. You know that Howard and I have been in our house since last March.
We have not left. You haven't left the house.
Well, we walk around the house. We take walks on, in the neighborhood, but we have not left our property since last March.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Wow, and that's love. You can do that.
Yeah, you know what? We're so nervous about getting this until we're vaccinated. This is what we're doing. You know what? We're doing really well, though. I'm sitting here fostering all these cats, able to still do my rescue work, and I'm with my best friend, so
good. There's a sweetness to it, isn't there?
We're doing well. I'm like, we must really be in love if we're able to handle this.
Yeah, that's a tough gig, Beth, putting up with anybody that long, just one-on-one.
The kitties help, though.
Let alone Howard.
Yeah. I didn't say that. Now, tell me the story of Ruby, which is a dog that you had posted on your website and quickly got adopted.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking. The poor Ruby was adopted as a puppy. She was about, 12 years old, brought to North Shore Animal League about a month ago because her one human passed away and the other one was sent into a nursing home. And so nobody was able to care for Ruby. So Ruby was brought to North Shore Animal League America, and she was sitting in her, her shelter cage, just waiting day and night for her humans to come back to pick her up. She wouldn't sleep.
Baby.
She would sit with her nose pressed against the cage. And she was brought to my attention, and I was seeing videos of her, and it was breaking my heart. So I immediately posted her on my Instagram. That day, I think I got over 30 emails for this Ruby. And we found the most beautiful home for her. And it was a woman whose dog named Ruby had passed away recently.
Wow.
And she drove 4 hours to pick her up. It was love at first sight. That evening, I got pictures and an email thanking me for posting her because her heart is now healed because of the arrival of Ruby. I'm crying thinking about the whole story.
I know. So. It's such a, it's funny because love between human beings always seems so, tenuous. But you take a look into those big eyes, whether it's a kitty or a dog, and you are just madly in love forever. It's really a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Well, People Magazine picked that story up and did a big feature on online, and it does make you tear up when you read it. This poor little dog sitting there waiting for its people, the humans, to come. They don't know what happened. You can't explain it to them.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But so Ruby, I promise you, is doing wonderful, and she loves her new human, and it's a little love affair happening. So it's a very, very happy ending to Ruby's story.
That's wonderful.
It's got to be so fulfilling for you and Howard, the work that you do, because it's amazing when you see these organizations like the North Shore Animal League, and they're all around the country now, and they have these animals who would probably be put to death if they didn't have these organizations to find new homes. And there's plenty of people who want pets, and they don't even think about it, but there's something something very special right now about adopting a homeless animal, kitten or dog.
Well, what's wonderful right now, you know, in light of the pandemic, is that people are home, and we're finding our adoptions are going up because people are seeking the comfort of an animal. So that has been one positive. If you could look at say that there's anything positive going on right now, it's the fact that animals are getting adopted. But on the other side, I'm fostering 5 senior cats whose owners have passed away from COVID. It's just a really crazy time. And, you know, in the animal rescue world as well.
Now, you've got like 500 shelter partners across the country involved in the Kitten Bowl, right?
I love the Kitten Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, that was different this year because I couldn't physically be there. So
sure.
They did it in the studio, very, you know, careful of COVID with just a couple volunteers and 100 cats and kittens in this Brooklyn studio. And I was doing my work remotely. And so I'm really curious to watch it, too. But I don't think there's anything's going to be taken away from the cuteness of the kittens on the football field. And, yes, we have our shelter partners. We hold our kitten parties, our COVID-safe kitten parties. And as of now, I think over 50,000 cats and kittens have been adopted because of these kitten parties
since we started
Kitten Bowl on Hallmark. Yeah.
And don't forget the 4 puppies who are the rooferies for the kitten
the
ball.
Rooferies.
Rooferies, okay.
Rooferies.
Because roof, roof. It's the way I bark. I say roof.
Yeah, but we have puppies this year. I can't wait to watch it. I mean, I can't believe I wasn't able to be there. So it's going to make it extra exciting for me to see it.
Fun to watch, yeah.
Kitten Bowl 8, Sunday, 2 o'clock on the Hallmark Channel. They're going to interrupt some of those Christmas movies to play the Kitten Bowl. And you got your own play-by-play announcers and all that. And they got names for all the kittens. It's pretty amazing. You got Cha-Cha and Cookie. Furry Bradshaw's in there. You got them all.
I was really, I was listening to Howard a couple of weeks ago, and he was doing the story about you and Larry King. What a funny story that was. And you know what? Larry King has excellent taste. I don't blame him.
Well, you know what? He is a charmer, and he definitely charmed me when Howard was appearing on his show. Rest in peace, Larry. But I always enjoyed Larry. I have to mention just quickly that North Shore Animal League America, our Bianca's Furry Friends Feline Center, has opened, and we're doing a special this weekend because of the Kitten Bowl, and our Bianca's Furry Friends Feline Adoption Center will be open all weekend, well, from 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. So we're very excited. So decorated and Kitten Bowl decorations, and we have lots of kittens and lots of cats ready to go to their forever home.
And you can go to animalleague.org also to find a Kitten Bowl party.
All right.
Yes.
Kitten Bowl 8, Sunday, 2 o'clock, Hallmark Channel. Great story about Ruby. That's so touching.
Thank you, Beth.
Tell Howard we said hello, and someday you guys will be able to get out of the house more often.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you guys in the studio someday. All right, I love you both. Thank you.
Bye, Beth. Bye-bye.
754. That's an amazing story.
Oh, that dog's face, too.
When I first read it, they have a picture of that first Ruby. They don't have a picture of the second Ruby. The original Ruby that this lady had, I think, was a dachshund. And it's a different, complete different breed, but there was just something that touched her because it had the same name. She thought, well, this dog's been sent to me because its name is Ruby.
And this beautiful old face. Ugh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.